I don't know why I didn't do this thing where I ask people on Mastodon for topic ideas much earlier, because I have a whole week's worth of episodes now. Let's see. So yesterday we talked about back to school, and today's topic comes from Bobby DeWalt, who recently saw Hell's Kitchen on Broadway and wanted me to talk about Broadway shows. So let's see what we can do on that front. I have no idea, but something.
Your daily Lex.
I love seeing Broadway shows. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody listening to this podcast. The part I don't like is going into Manhattan to do it, because it's just always such a trek. And I mean, I used to go to Manhattan 4 or 5 days a week, usually five. And it was just a burden. Like, it's just hard. Like, if you take the bus, that's annoying for all kinds of reasons, including the fact that you'd never know how long it's going to take. Sometimes it's an hour, and sometimes it's 2 hours, depending on tunnel traffic, especially as you go through the Lincoln Tunnel. Also, it's a bus, and the bus sucks. Anyway, going into Manhattan is the bad part. Seeing shows is great. Now, I think a lot of shows are very expensive, and that's annoying. I don't like that factor, but I understand why it happens. And hey, I've paid it, and many other people pay it, so clearly it's worth what they're charging in some way. I've seen a lot of shows. My wife keeps a list of every show she's ever seen. I don't do that. A couple years ago, I think 2 years back, we celebrated our anniversary with an idea of mine where we rented a hotel in Manhattan and saw like 3 shows or 4 shows in 2 days. That was a lot of fun. We saw Kimberly Akimbo, which was great. We went in knowing nothing. We saw Back to the Future, the musical, which was pretty good. We saw The Lion King, which I didn't care about, but Lauren liked. There are Broadway shows I love. The Book of Mormon and Avenue Q are high up on that list. My family saw the original off-Broadway run of Little Shop of Horrors before it was really famous in any way. I've been in that show, Little Shop, a couple of times in community theaters, including in college and before college. I always want to be the voice of the plant. I always get cast as Mr. Mushnick. One of the reasons why I think I get cast as Mr. Mushnick pretty consistently, besides my face, is Mushnick's song is not in the movie. So many people don't know it. But when they ask if you can sing that song, I can sing that song because I know it. I think that's one key reason why I keep getting cast as that. Today, I think 99% of productions would cast a black person as the voice of the plant, Audrey II. I think that's quite reasonable. The script obviously doesn't say that. The plant does not have a race other than it's a mean green mother from outer space. But the part was originated by an actor of color. And yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me. But man, I think it would be fun to be the voice of that plant just because I love puppets. I think that's really why I want to do it. Anyway, that's a little shop. What else can I say about Broadway shows? Most recently, as you know, we saw Schmigadoon. So I had my whole on a gas tire friendship experience. That was a lot of fun. And then, you know, when you do community theater and you really have a good time with it, it's interesting because when you're doing community theater, typically everybody involved in the show has a job. So you do months of rehearsal after work and then you do the shows. And there's one theater, the theater that does the shows with the biggest theater possible is a theater group here called Phoenix Productions, which uses the famed Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. That theater holds like 1,500 people. It's a huge stage. I've seen big shows there. But because that theater is so big, shows get 1 weekend there. Like when Phoenix does a show there, it does 1 weekend. It does Friday, usually a 2-show day on Saturday, a matinee tonight, and then a Sunday matinee, and then you're done. I don't love doing months-long rehearsal for 1 weekend of shows. I've done it and I would do it again. I've done it there twice. I did Bat Boy with that theater and I did School of Rock with that theater. And both were good times. But it's a lot of work for 1 weekend. When I do shows at Algonquin, which is why I consider like my main theater, that's a 500-something seat theater. And they do 2 weekends, sometimes 3 weekends, sometimes 4 weekends. When I did Elf, it was 4 weekends. That was a crazy number of shows. I like getting to do it more than once. But anyway, my point was going to be that when you do these shows and you're doing them week after week for multiple weekend runs, sometimes people are like, oh, this is exhausting, or a 2-show day, that's so hard. Like, I'm glad the show is coming to an end. I wouldn't want to keep doing it forever. But of course, if you get the job on Broadway, you're doing it 6-7 days a week, or 6-7 times a week, or 6-8 times a week. And I think the difference is you're getting paid and it's your job versus also having a job. So there are certainly shows that I would do forever. Like when I did Same Time Next Year, I thought to myself that I would do that show full time if I could. It was so much fun because you got to do so much. First of all, you were always working that whole show, and that's kind of more fun to me than just hanging around backstage most of the time. But second, like I got to play from like mid-20s to mid-50s, and I kind of like that. It was like, it was a whirlwind and a physical challenge too, because you're just constantly having to age yourself up physically and how you move and all that stuff. So I enjoyed that. But anytime you see a Broadway show, if you're me, you're like, man, I wish I could do that for a living because that'd be fun. But I don't have to live in Manhattan and I wouldn't want to commute from Jersey every day. So for those reasons, I think it'll never happen. Only those reasons. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday, and thank you once again for the topic. So thanks to Bobby, and thanks to all of you. I got lots more topics coming up in the days ahead. Thanks to other listeners. You're the best.
Lex.